Hank, a few weeks ago when we were discussing the sharp increase in gas prices, you predicted that prices would not exceed $3.75 per gallon for regular gas, and it looks like you were right. Mortgage rates also have increased sharply over the last few months. Do you have any good news to share about mortgage rates?
Not exactly, Nicole. It's more of a mixed message. Interest rates on mortgages have gone up significantly, as have all interest rates. Those rates have receded a little bit, but today the conventional mortgage rate for a 30-year mortgage is trading above 3.65%, which is almost a percentage point higher than last year, and the other mortgage rates have followed suit.
What exactly are mortgage rates based on?
Well, they're priced against the 10-year Treasury bond. So they're priced with a spread, as we say in the trade, of about 1 to 1.5 percentage points. And so that rate has gone up significantly because the Fed has warned the markets that eventually it will taper off its very substantial purchases. As our listeners may remember, the Federal Reserve is buying $45 billion a month in Treasury bonds. So that causes the price to go up and interest rate to go down on that 10-year. And it's buying $40 billion a month of mortgage securities. So it's pushed the rates down to extraordinary levels. And merely the announcement that eventually they would taper off, which might not occur until September, caused rates to spike up almost a full percentage point last May. And that will continue to happen as the Fed begins to taper off in reality rather than just announce those taperings.
What factors contribute to your certainty on the fact that the rates will continue to rise?
The Fed has said it will taper off its purchases of securities. And eventually, the Fed said it will increase rates as the economy strengthens. And the economy appears to strengthen. For example, just this last week, the trade deficit went down significantly, which suggests that the estimate for gross domestic product growth, which was 1.7%, may be higher.
So how does the trade balance affect mortgage markets and housing markets in Central Florida?
Well, it actually affects them rather directly. What happens is a stronger trade balance will mean a stronger growth in the economy. So there's a direct connection then between the international trade balance and mortgage rates here in Central Florida.
What are you predicting for the immediate future of mortgage rates? What changes do you see in store?
I think the rates rise very slowly during the balance of this year. But in 2014, they'll rise more rapidly. And by the end of 2015, that 3.5% mortgage will be about 7%.
How will this affect housing markets?
Well, taken alone, rising interest rates would be very negative for housing markets, Nicole. But you can't take things alone. The economy is strengthening, and the jobs and incomes that have been created over the last 36 months now have created a foundation for a real recovery in housing that's sustainable, even in the face of higher rates. Or to say it differently, rates have risen a little bit, but they're still relatively low historically. And employment is significantly higher than it was 3 years ago. And so the employment effect will dominate at least through 2014. So housing markets can continue to improve, even though interest rates will be rising.
What do the current home sales numbers look like in Florida?
Currently in Florida, existing home sales for the 12 months ending in June were up substantially, and prices have risen about 15% for existing home sales. So that's up significantly. And even more importantly, pending home sales are up. So there's a lot of sales momentum in the marketplace. And what that tells us is, even though rates have risen almost a full percentage point from their lows, it hasn't risen enough to be able to inhibit housing sales, and that the jobs effect is dominating the interest rate effect, at least for the near term.
How about Central Florida in particular?
Well, the Orlando market hasn't been quite as strong as the national market over the last 12 months. Sales are only up about 4%. But what is important that has happened in Orlando in particular, in the state more generally, is that there are far fewer distress sales. A year ago, distress sales dominated the market. Today, distress sales are less than 15% of total sales. Investor sales are also down significantly. So the sales that are occurring for people who really want to own those homes and will be homeowners. And so the market now has recovered so that real buyers are dominating.
Thank you very much, Hank.
You're welcome, Nicole.